We're in a series, 1 John, that we're wrapping up next week. And so kind of this week, I want to take a little break from that and just sort of share a little bit about why we do what we do. And so we're thankful that we've all come together. We're thankful for, I don't know if you saw the crazy amount of school supplies back there. Woo! Which is amazing. There's still more coming to my house. I was saying the Amazon man does not like us right now. Those are some heavy boxes. But we've been collecting school supplies. You've seen our Amazon wish list. You've maybe donated or you've brought things schools need. And I reached out to the district just asking what schools needed some help. And so I pitched this idea. I said, Santa's coming, and Santa really wants to help some schools. And they immediately said Crookshank Elementary and Otis Mason Elementary. And I didn't know a whole lot about these. Maybe you're familiar with these schools, but I just want to give you some info on these schools. So both Crookshank Elementary and Otis Mason, they're just south of us in our county, and they serve hundreds of amazing kids in our community. So they have about 660 students, give or take, at Crookshank, and about 700 students at Otis Mason. That's a pretty good-sized school. And many of them come from families facing financial challenges, from difficulties, and teachers are paying out of their pocket. I know this happens everywhere, believe me, but teachers are going way out of their way to stock classrooms, have school supplies, all those different things. And Crookshank Elementary has 65% plus of their students that qualify for free and reduced lunch. So there's a lot of need there. That's a financial-based number, so the household income qualifies them for free and reduced lunches. Otis Mason, over 80% of the students are qualified for free and reduced lunch. And so there is a lot of need there. And so we're so thankful to partner with them. We're so thankful that you've come to partner with us to help out. And I've shared this before. Maybe you've heard me say this before, but my mom was a Title I school teacher. So a school where I think at one point 85 or 90% of the students qualified for free and reduced lunches. And I would watch her growing up as a kid. She did over 30 years at the same school, which is pretty wild. And I watched her just give her heart, give all of her time and energy, not just to educate students, but to be a mentor, to be a role model, a counselor, an encourager. And she spent her career as the media specialist because she loved seeing all the kids. So she got to see kind of all the kids, and she loved to send them back to their teacher probably more than anything else, right? Like, she had them for an hour, and she'd send them home. But teachers across the board have a really difficult job in this reality that we are experiencing with education coming out of COVID, all those different things, and not just preparing students for tests and to make it to the next grade and all that, but really preparing them for life. And so we're thankful for those teachers that step in, that spend their time and energy and their resources doing more and more for the students. And so serving students and families every day in these quiet ways. And so we're thankful to partner with them. And so that's why, really, we want to do this Christmas in July. It kind of came out as an idea. We felt like, yeah, it'd be fun to gather together, but we could really love on some schools and really show up for people that show up for students each and every day. And we believe in the public schools. We believe in teachers. We believe in families. And we believe in bringing resources together so that in love we can help one another to bridge those gaps in our world. And we've been in this series, 1 John. We've been talking about how so many times religion has become an echo of try harder. Maybe you've experienced this. You've engaged with religion, and it's this like try harder, do better. We have this phrase we've been using, believe and behave, right? You just sort of believe, and you like mind your manners. Like, that's what religion is. And Jesus pushes back. He offers something different for us, that it's not this system where we just keep trying harder and harder and harder, because he didn't come to demand more of us, but offer himself. That if we trust in him, his love and generosity will flow through us. And so I want to share just a couple verses today, just anchoring us in why we do this stuff. And it's from the Apostle Paul and the book of Galatians. And the church has been in turmoil. I know that's new to our world. Churches are perfect places today. But the church is in turmoil. They're jokes. You can laugh. The church is in turmoil. People have come into the church demanding that people try harder, that they follow more rules, they jump through more hoops. And so Paul is writing, telling people they don't have to earn their way into a relationship with God. And he's reminding them that Jesus came to give freedom. And in fact, Jesus says in Matthew 11, he says to those religious leaders, those that have been put through the ringer of this, they said, he says, are you tired? Are you worn out? He says, are you burnt out on religion? He says, come and follow me. Get away with me and recover your life. He says, I'll show you how to take a rest. He says, walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it and learn the unforced rhythms of grace. He says, I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you, but he says, keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Doesn't that sound good, to live our life freely and lightly? And this is what Jesus comes to offer. And so Paul is reminding the church. He's reminding them this. In Galatians 6, verse 9 through 10, he says this. He says, let us not become weary of doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. This is what Paul is telling us, that sometimes in our world, it gets hard to do good things, to lean in, to be generous, right? It costs us something. It's this challenging message that it's difficult sometimes to do the good thing to help someone in this world. But God reminds us over and over again that even in the midst of the division and brokenness we see, every return we can find things that are wrong and it can feel overwhelming, but God intends us to be the ones doing good in the world. He came to give us freedom and peace, a life that is lived freely and lightly. And it's easy for us to think that donating school supplies or packing care kits we've done or writing notes of encouragement to students doesn't really make that big of a difference. But God's word reminds us that it does, that small acts of faithfulness, that these small things that we do become part of an even bigger story that we can see. A note, you'll have an opportunity to write a note of encouragement to a student or a teacher today, and that note can become a lifeline. I don't know about you, but I have notes that people have written me like tucked in a drawer, and sometimes I have a hard day, and I'm going to read that note from 10 years ago and go, okay, this is helpful. This is going to help me get through kind of a challenging time. That a box of school supplies becomes a signal that someone cares, that we're going to deliver these to kids and they're going to be excited that they have new markers and pencils. They're going to be excited they have to have new notebooks and all these things that let them learn without the burden of some of the things in the world around them. It plants the seeds of hope, and we take every opportunity to do it, to keep on doing good in this world. That her goal is to never be useless in this world when it comes to doing good and being generous. And it can be tiring to show up, to be giving and serving. Obviously, generosity, it costs us. But Paul says, do not give up. Always be generous. Because that's what makes the church different from the world, that the love of God that makes people stop and wonder why. Why someone would care for me. And so we're encouraged to keep going, to keep doing great things. And with joy, be generous. Jesus never gave up on us, and so we are not giving up on the world around us. And so we're excited to come together and do this. I wanted to lift up, we've been working on a mission statement here in the life of this church that really kind of explains and describes what we do. And so here it is. Our mission at Bridge City Church is making disciples of Jesus by building relationships, bridging needs, and growing faith. That as we come together, as we spend time in community, as we share in meals together, that we build relationships with one another, that we bridge needs, that as we see the world around us and the things that pop up and realize that there is a need in our community, we're going to step in and fill it. And that we're going to grow our faith as we see God move in powerful ways. We're going to tell the world what God's done in our life, that we're going to grow our faith, that we're going to believe that there is something beyond the world that we see, that a kingdom is here and now and moving into the future that shows God's grace and love that allows us to live freely and lightly. So don't become weary. And so Christmas in July, it's sort of a goofy idea, but it's one that we can live out here and now, that we can celebrate not only the goodness of Jesus coming here to earth to show us how to live, to show us the ways in which we can care for our community, to pay for our sins and guilt and shame on the cross so that we can live a life that is free and light. But Christmas in July is something that can make a real difference. And so we're thankful to be here together, that we're formed by grace, but shaped for good, that God invites us into this work. And so we're a new church. We're growing. We're inviting people. We're helping each other become more and more like Jesus from the inside out. And no matter where you're starting from, His grace meets you here, that we're a church that's about making disciples of Jesus, building relationships, bridging needs, and growing faith. It leads us to a life of love, as 1 John tells us, a life of purpose, of wholeness, and we'd love to have you join us. And so if you're here for the first time, we would love for you to come back and be a part of what we're doing here at Bridge City. If you've been a part of what we're doing, we're thankful you're here and on mission with us as we build something that lasts far beyond you and I. There's room for all of us here to care for our community. And so Christmas in July isn't just about school supplies. It's not just about Santa and all those fun things. It's about sharing hope. It's about doing good in the name of Jesus, even when no one expects it.